Beautiful brothers and sisters, this weekend, this word, this feast, this celebration, this time comes as a great help for each one of us during this time, brothers and sisters. Because as you know, this third Sunday of Advent, we're celebrating Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete Sunday is always a gift in the midst of the time of Advent. You know, we don't realize that many times that Advent is meant to live as a time, a penitential time, just like the time of Lent, waiting for the Lord to come. It is a time for us to clear the past, a time for us to be able to destroy our idols, to allow the Lord to come, to enter into our lives. Gaudete Sunday means the Sunday of rejoicing. And it's taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, where he says, "Rejoice, brothers and sisters. Rejoice always in the Lord. The Lord is very near to you." And we hear in this cry of St. Paul, where he encourages us, where he invites us, where he cries out to us for us to rejoice, we see the reason for our rejoicing, and also how is it possible that we can find true joy. Because as you know, God is not only your love, but also, brothers and sisters, God is joy. He is happiness. This is why the previous popes, from Pope Francis in his letter, on his apostolic letter, on the joy of the gospel, also previously Pope Benedict XVI, Pope John Paul the Great, many times spoke about the joy. They would many times say, if only you understood, the joy is to encountering Jesus Christ. In fact, in his letter, apostolic letter, Pope Francis spoke about this. The joy of encountering Jesus Christ. That Christianity is about encountering a person. This is exactly what we have to understand. This time of Advent is meant for the reason why Christ becomes a child. It is because, brothers and sisters, God desires to have a relationship with us if we want to find true joy. Joy is the fruit of a relationship. This is why, for example, even when you look in your life, you felt moments of great happiness, of joy in your relationships. You never found true joy or true happiness in attaining things that are physical. Like when you were children, for example, during the time of Christmas, each one of you desired something. But it wasn't, you never said to your parents, you know what, for Christmas, I want the gift that keeps on giving. Give me only your love. Come on. Your parents would say, thank God I gotta spend $20 on a stupid toy for you. No, you ask, give me, I don't know what, you wanted a toy, a bicycle, I don't know, today kids want video games, a new phone, I don't know what the heck. We all want something. We ask for something that is material. And just like you see with your children and in grandchildren, remember when you obtained these gifts, many times that joy was fantastic, you used it for a few days, a few hours, a few months, and afterwards you were tired of it already. You were waiting for your stinking birthday so you could get something much better. You understand? That pleasure was intense. And you were so happy. Oh, thank you, Mama. You were so excited. Then after a while, the joy went away. It was fleeting. It went away faster than as long as it took for you to get it. Do you understand? Because you understood that, I mean, I obtained what I wanted, and yet I'm not happy. Do you understand? But when you this is why, but when you encounter joy in a relationship, that joy lasted much longer. Think about it. Think about the time, for example, when you fell in love for the first time with your husband or wife. Think about how beautiful it was. There was a moment, right? I don't know about now. But I mean, before, there was a joy. You couldn't wait to be together. I mean, you did things You took showers. You changed your clothes 5 times. I don't know why. You changed the look. You got a haircut. You went out of your way for the other person because you couldn't wait to speak to them. I remember when I was in love, for example, with my first girlfriend. It was fantastic. She was so beautiful. I just don't remember her. I shouldn't think about her too much. Do you understand? But she was beautiful. I mean, I couldn't wait to speak to her on the phone. You know, in my time, there was no cell phones like you young people here. There, you had to wait. You had a cordless. Not a cordless. We didn't have the cord enough. That was high tech for us. We had to have the cord with 1,000 feet so you can go around from one to the other. You had to hide in the restroom to speak. And I couldn't wait to listen to her. I couldn't wait to speak to her on the phone. Even more, I couldn't wait to see her. You understand, there was a beauty. There is a joy, there is a tension in that moment, waiting for the other person. This is what this time of Advent is, brothers and sisters. It's not a time of just waiting for somebody to pick you up from the stinking airport. It's a time of expectation, a time of joy, a time of tension, waiting to see your beloved. This is, brothers and sisters, is what this time of Advent is meant for. But it is lived like this better than living watching a stinking Hallmark Channel movies, trying to force yourself to be happy, putting up lights while Christmas trees, listening to Christmas music, downing piles of hot chocolate, I don't know what, with marshmallows, looking at the, I don't know what, trying to force yourself to find joy. Well, brothers and sisters, this joy is much more beautiful because it is lived in freedom. Because you are in love with somebody, waiting for your beloved to come to you. This is why John asks in the midst of the prison, but are you the one to come? Because he is longing to experience the Messiah. He wants to see the Messiah, brothers and sisters. He wants to know him. He wants to encounter him. This, brothers and sisters, is what we should live this time of Advent. This is why St. Paul says, but the Lord is near to you. He is not far away. When you live it with this intention, when you live it desiring to enter relationship with Christ, then you see that he is not far away, that he wants to act in your life. This is why Christ becomes a child. Brothers and sisters, but the problem is that this is why Jesus Christ says in the gospel, but what the heck did you go to the desert for? What the heck are you doing here? To hear a crazy priest shout? No! To come here to be warmed up? No! Because you have nothing else better to do than stay home and watch TV. It's much, much more entertaining. What did you come here for? To receive a word? Yes, but much more than receiving a word. It doesn't mean anything. And you just go to the prophet and listen to him. And then you go home. It doesn't do you any good. This is why Christ says, you want to see a prophet? Yes, but you want to see a prophet so that this word can be fulfilled in your life. The only way, brothers and sisters, that this word has any meaning for us today, that we can encounter Christ, is if we allow Christ to encounter us, which means to act in our life. If, brothers and sisters, we are invited to have joy, if we are invited to see that the Lord is near to us, the reason why the Lord is near to you, because the Lord desires much more than you and I to be with you. This tension is much greater in the heart of Christ than you will ever understand. You do not understand the tension, the expectation, how madly in love the Lord is with you. And many times we cast him aside. Many times we take this love for granted. We say, oh, you know what, next week I will convert. But don't you understand that to convert means to give your heart to Christ, means to love him, means to allow him to have a relationship with you. Don't you understand that this is what it means? It doesn't mean a negative thing. Oh, I have to change my life and I have to stop being bad. No, excuse me, brothers and sisters, don't be blind. Don't be stupid. Don't be stubborn thinking that Chris to convert, to return to the Lord, means something negative. It means something beautiful. It means to fall in love again. And the Lord comes to you just like he comes to John, in the place of darkness. So don't reject the situation that you're in today. Don't despise it. Nothing in your life has been a mistake. For John, the prison wasn't a mistake. Imagine, he lived his life announcing the gospel. And God responds by allowing him to be put in prison. And not only that, he is going to be beheaded. Imagine living his life totally dedicated to God, and he's going to have his head chopped off. Is it a mistake? No. Because he gives his life understanding that God's love is much greater than that, is much more powerful than that. This is why St. Paul says, rejoice, the Lord is near to you. Because there are those of us here, many of us here, who come here thinking, the Lord is far away. But are you the Messiah? When are you going to come? And today the Lord comes to give you the response. And you can touch, you can taste it in this Eucharist today. In this moment, you can see how close the Lord is to you. And as Pope Francis said in the same beautiful letter, Christianity is fantastic because Christ is born and born and born ever again for us. This is how the joy of God is eternal.